In general, the macroeconomic environment remained grim in July as higher inflation persisted. The first reading of the second quarter of 2022 U.S. GDP showed the economy has entered a technical recession, and the Federal Reserve responded by raising interest rates by another 75 basis points, or 0.75%. Broad asset classes seem to follow the bad news is good news mantra, posting their best monthly performance for the year. Bonds rallied as investors grew more concerned with the economic outlook than with inflation. Commodities posted strong gains as natural gas prices surged on supply concerns from Russia. Let's get more specific. First, inflation remains stubbornly high. In fact, headline CPI inflation increased at its fastest pace since December 1981 in July. PCE Core, the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge, increased slightly compared to May's reading. The labor market remains resilient, adding more jobs than expected, and the unemployment rate is at the lowest level since February of 2020. Manufacturing is slowing but remains expansionary. Manufacturing slowed in July but remains in expansionary territory. Many housing struggles continue. Specifically, the jump in mortgage rates continues to hamper housing, with the NAHB Home Builder Sentiment Index falling in the lowest level since May 2020. In global equities, the MSCI AC World Index posted its best monthly performance since November 2020 in July, led by gains in the U.S. Growth and tech are rebounding. Investors saw the Russell 3000 Growth Index outperform the 3000 Value Index by over 500 basis points. Technology led the gains, with the Nasdaq posting its best monthly gain since April of 2020. Small caps rebounded sharply as tracked by the Russell 2000. They rose the most since November 2020 as the areas of the market that have been hit the hardest rebounded. Developed international investments outperformed equity markets. In fixed income, the Bloomberg Barclays aggregate saw its best performance since August 2019 as growth fears overshadowed high inflation. A worrisome yield curve signals recession. If you look at the yield curve, specifically the 10-year to 2-year Treasury yield, a traditional inflation indicator, it has inverted and has dropped to levels not seen since September of 2000. Credit surges as an increase in risk appetite spilled into fixed income, with high yield credit posting its best one-month gain since October of 2011. In commodities, the Bloomberg Commodity Index was led higher by energy, which posted its best one-month gain in 3 months. Energy goes higher amid surge in natural gas, with natural gas prices jumping more than 50% in July as Russia cut exports in the Nord Stream pipeline to Europe. Lastly, prices at the pump are coming down. Crude oil posted its second straight month of losses on fears of a global economic slowdown. As a result, gasoline prices fell the most since March of 2020.